to Tuesday, which means at this time we hear from Tim Stearns, from TJ Stearns, Tuesdays with Tim. We love alliteration, Tim. How you doing, my friend?
Good, John.
And you brought some interns with you today. I like this.
I did. Cole Woods and Brad Vernisol. They're doing an internship with me this summer.
Can we borrow them for a couple hours here or there? Iridian, what do we need them to be doing? We can find some stuff. We'll put them to work if you got, if they got some time. No, and it's interesting. You're actually kind of moving offices, digitizing all the records of the past 31 years. And it just goes to show that you've kept these boxes for so long. You've had customers that have been with you for decades.
Yes, sir.
There's a physical manifestation that you can look at to show that loyalty that you have with them, and also why you want a certified financial planner that people trust to keep these records, to know what's happening. Now it goes into the cloud. It's safe up there too. But
sure.
I mean, that's who you are. You've developed a relationship with people for decades.
Exactly. We have developed people from all walks of life. You know, they trust us. They want our help with everything because it's a scary world right now, and people need a lot.
Before we get to this, I love this patriotic guide.
Yes.
You're really leaning into the 4th of July with this one, Tim.
I had to.
I like this good branding. This is great. We're going to celebrate your independence with financial security. I'll get to the list in a second. You and I were talking off air about this market generally. No one has a crystal ball.
Right.
No one knows what's going to come next. But I think there is some noted apprehension that is in all of us, a lot of us, despite the fact that the markets are at or near all-time highs, right? Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that, and I maybe consider myself part of this camp too. This is not financial advice, anyone, but it just feels really overcooked. Like, it just feels like the good times have kept on rolling. Yes, we had the correction in March of 10%, but we've roared back and then some. You know, we may all be, I may be wrong, and this might, the party may continue forever, but are you hearing a lot of apprehension from people?
No, unfortunately, I'm hearing people who are very, bullish, and I people that are bullish that are the wrong age to be bullish. And I'm talking about people who are, you know, baby boomers, and they're about to get ready to retire, and they're 80% in the stock market.
Have they forgotten the lost decade? It wasn't that long ago.
It's proven that they repress bad numbers, and they talk about the glory years.
That's like me at a roulette wheel. That's not good.
No, exactly. And I, you know, and you and I talked about this off mic too, is that, you know, we have all these baby boomers who've propelled the market up. Well, they're going to be retiring, so they're going to be pulling money out. And, you know, I'm not an economist, but obviously, you know, supply and demand, you know, I don't think the markets are going to be roiling like they have been.
Right. You know, and it doesn't, having a few flat years is obviously not as detrimental to someone's retirement account as losing a bunch of money. But flat years over time, they eat away at your potential earnings in the future if you're too heavy into equities. And like, that's what we had after the Great Recession, was essentially from 2007 to 2015, a flat 9 years there.
That's right. And if you're pulling money out, you're a net seller of assets that we've talked about before. That's a problem. That's why you need a, you know, protect and grow blueprint plan to get through it.
Is it just people want to forget? Like you said, psychologically, we want to forget these things. Or is it just feels so good to see that lump of money having grown so much? And maybe there's even this sense of, oh, in March, I was worried, but I stuck with it. And boy, I've been rewarded. I'll be rewarded again. Is it just this optimism that we have that's a little bit our downside?
Yes. But unfortunately, I think it's false security.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah, we've had people text in. In fact, one time when you were here, it was before the March pullback. That was, they said they're 86% into equities and they're 68 years old. Hey, do what you want.
Sure.
But the good times don't roll forever.
No.
That much we know. We don't have a crystal ball, but we can say that with certainty for sure.
Exactly. And I've lived 31 years in the industry, so I've seen the highs and the lows. And I make sure that, you know, we're not trying to hit home runs for people. We're just trying to, you know, move the runners around the bases, if you will.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
A little hit and run action.
Small ball.
Small ball. That's what we like to see. Tuesdays with Tim Stearns. All right. You have a good 4th of July, by the way, Tim?
I did.
Oh, let me turn your microphone on. That's important. Go ahead.
I did. It was great. We had all three boys home, so that was nice. They made their mom very happy.
Everyone's got their 10 fingers still?
Yes, okay, as far as I know.
Oh, my gosh. we were up at the lake, and oh my goodness, people go crazy.
Yes.
I mean, I love watching the show.
Right.
But I do not want to be anywhere near that show.
I agree.
My dad was a fire chief, my brother's firefighters. So we are a fireworks free family.
Yes.
To be sure they've seen it all.
Right.
Okay. So let's work through our patriotic guide to lasting financial confidence, really a way to find independence. This is something I'm sure you work with and detail when you meet with a prospective new clients. A lot of WGN radio listeners calling you. We appreciate that. What's number one? What does everyone need to be doing from this top?
Right at the beginning, you want to make sure that you have a, you know, develop a detailed retirement spending plan. You know, figuring out, you know, where you're going to get your next check after you retire.
Mm-hmm.
And that encompasses a lot of work on their parts to make sure that we can get it all right.
When you say next check, you're saying beyond just pension and Social Security.
Exactly. Where does your money arrive from on the 15th of the next month once you're retired?
Well, I think a lot of people say it's not going to arrive anywhere. I have that lump of money. That's where I'm pulling from.
Right. And it's funny you bring that up because we're talking about, you know, how if you don't have a plan, you kind of default to the plan of the IRS. So
the government's got a plan for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. So you need to be careful, you know, how you're going to spend your money and what it's going to do to you and what bracket it's going to set you into and how that affects Medicare and, you know, all that good stuff.
So you got to know where your income's coming from. You can work with people now to effectively use some ways to give them some income on the 1st or the 15th or whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
Okay. Is it about knowing what you're going to spend? Like, if you were to ask me, what am I going to spend in retirement? I wouldn't even know where to start. Do you have like a blueprint to help people figure that out?
Of course. Yeah. What we do is we have a you know, they fill in the blanks for us as to what their current budget looks like, you know, what their aspirations are in retirement and all that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we build that into there. And then, of course, include the silent thief, which is inflation. You know, which, how sick of that word are you right now?
Yeah, so. Right, exactly. And I imagine you can pull from your 31 years of experience. If someone fills in a blank and you go, I don't think you're really thinking through that as much. I know a guy just like you said he was going to golf this much, ended up golfing. Like, I mean, that's what comes with experience, right?
Exactly. So we make a dynamic plan. So that first year in retirement, we're kind of, you know, measuring to see where we need to shore up or where we are spending too much that we didn't account for.
Right.
And after that, you know, we're going to want to, the next step would be, and this is big, you know, as far as on the sheet, and we'll be happy to get this into people's hands if they want to call in for it at 800-640-2256. But basically stress testing the plan for longevity and market risk. And I think that's kind of appropriate after what just happened since the beginning of the year. And now we're hitting all time highs.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of clients, friends who are saying, oh, that was a gut punch. You know, it went down so much. I was so scared. Well, now they start to have like a false security that it's always going to rebound like that. And, that, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002, the market went down 50%. And that was fine for those baby boomers because that's, you know.
You were young at the time.
You were young back then.
You're still young boomers. Don't let anyone fool you.
But I agree with that.
You need the money.
Absolutely.
You're not earning right
now. It's all about income.
The runway's not as long. Yeah, you stress test things for all sorts of things. You plan for that long life, too, which is important. I think a lot of people, I think we all want to live long until we plug in one of those calculators and say, I'll be done by 85. And then you're like, No, you've got to plan for a longer life, right. God willing, right?
Right. I mean, one of the things that we always do is at least 30 years. And people will say, I won't live that long. Well, what if your spouse does? Yeah. Right. And my, you know, there's a one out of two chance that the spouse, one of them will live to be 95 nowadays.
Whoa.
And that's, you know, and they say, oh, I won't do that. Well, you know, my mom is 95. And that's a perfect example. My dad passed away, but my mom's still living and she needs to, you know, keep paying her bills even at the age of 95.
She's a big WGN fan, right?
She is. That's correct.
There you go. That's why we like her. Okay. So we kind of bounced around a little bit. We covered 1 and 7. Let's talk about, you mentioned, you know, where's that check coming from? And I kind of just threw out pensions and Social Security. I think a lot of people have no idea really what they're going to get or when they should start taking Social Security. There's a lot of different opinions out there on when to start, but I imagine having a conversation with you, you can kind of outline the formula, what would happen if you take it at this age versus this age and all that stuff.
Exactly. Usually, you know, in my book, Solving the Modern Retirement Riddle, we talk about doing it at your full retirement age. So in my case would be 67 years old and not taking the money early.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it at age 62, but we can show where that actually doesn't make sense. So we have really good software that can show people, here's what's going to happen if you take it here and what it's going to do to your spouse or what it's going to do to you. And we fill in those blanks so they know it.
Number four on the list is something that I think is the last thing some people think about.
I agree.
They have the pile of money, but they don't know how they're going to withdraw that money in a tax-efficient way. I think a lot of us, we've talked about the differences between Roths and traditional IRAs and 401ks and Roth 401ks. I honestly think it's a little numbing to people, and they just say, well, I pay taxes my whole life, I'll just do it in retirement, without really thinking that there are strategies that you can maximize yes. to help maximize that pile of money.
Exactly, especially with the Trump bill that just got passed. Mm-hmm. Now these tax brackets are permanent.
They're locked in.
Exactly. So this is a great time to be looking at Roth conversions regardless of age, because we can kind of play in that 12% sandbox, if you will, for taxes. With a lot of people, and that's really great for, you know, people who are going to, even if they're coming up to retirement, if they're not too far out from that, we can do those Roth conversions, and you know, it helps when they're having to take money out with their required minimum distributions.
A couple more minutes left with Tim Stearns of TJ Stearns. Give that number out, by the way, Tim.
Yeah, no problem. It's 800-640-2256.
My dad retired at 72. They were on his insurance until then.
Yep.
When they went off of it, the work my mom had to do to grasp Medicaid and what
Medicare.
They had, Medicare, excuse me, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
We've been saying Medicaid so much lately. Medicare
yeah.
was astronomically difficult.
I agree.
Are you able to have that conversation, even if people aren't taking Medicare yet, to start preparing people for how that all works?
Of course. My siblings have gone through Medicare, so we have a guy in the office who's certified for all that, and Jeff will go through everything painstakingly with people to get him through that.
He's your Medicare guy?
Yes.
Helps to have a Medicare guy.
100%. You have no idea how much people, you know, don't understand it, and they get lost in the minutiae.
Points 8, 9, and 10 we don't have time for today. Let's maybe table this for the next time we chat.
Sounds great.
Because I want to talk estate planning. I want about consolidating financial accounts. That's on the list. And an ongoing monitoring and review system, something that you and I probably haven't dived into enough, that really can give peace of mind for people for the long term. So let's table 8, 9, and 10. We'll do that next time you're on.
Okay.
Tim, who should be reaching out to you?
Anyone who is feeling weary right now of knowing what's the next step. One of the things that we're doing on WGN TV is saying, can I retire? Well, give us a call at 800-640-2256.
That's people's number one question.
Exactly. I mean, they want, you know, a lot of people won't call because they're afraid to hear the no or the yes.
Yeah.
You know, it all varies. But at the end of the day, I feel like if you come to see us, it's no different than going to see a doctor. You know, you don't look forward to it, but we can give you a clean bill of health and tell you, yes, you can retire now. You know, and that I've made so many people's days to show them a protect and grow blueprint, and they can go off into the sunset and enjoy themselves.
Last question. How much money does someone need in their account to call you?
They don't. They need to be nice people. That's really important to us.
No minimum amount, whether you're at exactly. the starting line, you're near the finish line, whatever the case may be. Tim, you're a great guy. People say they don't look forward to the doctor. If you got a good doctor, you like him. If you got a good financial guy, you like him too. And I feel you fall in that camp. Thanks. The number one more time, Tim.
No problem. It's 800-640-2256.
Chat again soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks, John.